I think the hard part about it is all the rescues are trained to save lives. Mm-hmm. And after time, it becomes more of a recovery mission. And it involves a transition of kind of what you're looking for and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Interacting with the family becomes a lot different.
As far as you know, who have been most of the victims?
The ones that we most hear about are the children. And I think in this flood, we've had a lot. You know, typically when you look at flood victims, they are younger adults in general from drownings themselves, which accounts for about 3/4 of all deaths from floods.
Really?
And part of it is really flash floods, unexpected, but also some risk behavior. You know, you see all the signs now around Dallas, mm-hmm. do not drive into floodwater. Mm-hmm. People driving cars in to areas that they think they can get through and get stuck, don't realize the currents, how fast it's rising, and unfortunately they can get out of a moving, you know, of a car who's stuck in a flash flood. And the reality is, unless it's submerged, it's really almost impossible to get out of a car.
If you'd been able to find the victims sooner, might it have made a difference in whether they had survived or not?
You know, I think a lot of times when you talk about drowning, you're talking about minutes in the water. And so unless somebody sees that person go under, it really becomes almost a recovery very, very rapidly.
Drowning occurs very quickly?
The amount of time you can go without oxygen varies, but usually it's a matter of minutes. In these flash flood, people underestimate the currents, or they get stuck in a current. There may be debris that hit them. So it can be a combination of drowning, high waters, trauma, and really the combination of those, especially when you talk about these rivers that are moving really rapidly, is very, very dangerous.
Though surviving a drowning does not necessarily mean that you escape without injury of some type.
Right. Our functioning requires oxygen. And so you can survive a drowning, but if you don't get enough oxygen to your brain, you can be severely damaged from that and actually may not be able to function like you would normally do.
So when you do find someone who is, let's say a near drowning, mm-hmm. what then should they do?
I can't underestimate the importance of calling 911 and staying on the line. Those dispatchers can help anybody through those situations if they explain what's going on. The other thing is hopefully most people have some understanding of CPR. If someone's not breathing and their heart's not beating, just using compressions and pushing on their chest will get oxygen to them and will help.
You need to pull them from the water to do that,
but do
you have to be careful in how you do it?
If it's a trauma, if they went in and dove off a diving board, mm-hmm. and you think they are in the situation they are because they hit their head, making sure their neck is well controlled, but I think more importantly is getting them out of the water. So you can actually give them life-saving intervention, call 911, and get people there to help them.
What should you not do?
As a rescuer, put yourself in at risk also, so that not only you and the victim have a low chance of survival. Mm-hmm. The other thing to do is once you get them out of the pool, move them significantly. Don't put them in the back of a car to get them to the hospital. Nothing happens without prevention. And I think that as a city, as a county, we really need to focus on preventing, which is what you've seen all along on the streets being publicized. Don't drive into water. When we talk about pools, watch your kids. They can get over a fence lickety-split, and you can, you know, and so just knowing where children are, having somebody always designated in a pool party as we get to graduation to be that person who is watching people in the water. And so the best thing we can do for local is prevention. Flood warnings, if you know it's not a flash flood, read the signs. Don't go into water.
Dr. Dirks, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.